WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everybody, it's your guy Jackson Reed here, coming at you live with another dose of Wake Up and Win. Ever feel like you're walking on eggshells, afraid to mess up? Like every little stumble could send you crashing down? Trust me, I've been there. We all have those moments where we crave perfection, where the pressure to be flawless feels suffocating. But guess what? That's a total trap. Today, we're ditching that illusion and diving headfirst into the power of humility, embracing our mistakes as stepping stones to growth, not roadblocks on the path to success. Ready to unlock a whole new level of confidence and resilience? Buckle up, because this is going to be good. First things first, let's talk about why humility matters so much in today's world. It's easy to get caught up in the constant hustle, comparing ourselves to others, and chasing that elusive perfect life. But here's the truth. True success isn't about being flawless, it's about learning from our experiences, both the good and the bad. Humility gives us the courage to admit when we don't know something, to ask for help, and to see mistakes as opportunities to learn and grow. It's about recognizing that we're all on a journey together, constantly evolving and becoming better versions of ourselves. Number 2. Embracing humility means being open to feedback. You know that feeling when someone gives you constructive criticism? It can sting, right? But think about it, feedback is like a GPS for our growth. It shows us where we're going astray and guides us toward our goals. So next time someone offers you feedback, even if it's tough to hear, try approaching it with gratitude. See it as an opportunity to learn, adjust course, and become more effective in your endeavors. Number 3. Humility isn't about putting yourself down, it's about recognizing that we all have strengths and weaknesses. It's about celebrating the unique talents of others while acknowledging our own limitations. You know that saying, don't compare your chapter 1 to someone else's chapter 20. That's pure humility in action. Number 4. Let's talk about how humility can actually boost your confidence. Think about it. When you're humble, you're not constantly trying to prove yourself or impress others. You're focused on being authentic and genuine, which naturally attracts people to you. And finally, number 5. Remember that humility is a journey, not a destination. There will be days when you feel more humble than others. That's totally normal. The key is to keep practicing, keep learning, and keep striving to be the best version of yourself. Let me tell you a story about this whole humility thing. Back in college, I was absolutely convinced I knew everything there was to know about marketing. I mean, I had all the textbooks memorized, I aced every exam, and I even started my own little freelance business. So naturally, when our professor suggested we collaborate on a group project, I scoffed at the idea. I can do the solo, I thought, and do it better. But then something crazy happened. Working with my team actually made me realize how much more effective I was when I shared ideas, listened to others' perspectives, and embraced their strengths. It turns out that even a marketing whiz like myself can learn a thing or two from people who bring different skills and experiences to the table. So what are you taking away from this episode? First, remember that humility is a superpower. It opens doors to growth, strengthens relationships, and ultimately leads to greater success. Second, be open to feedback. Even constructive criticism can be a gift. And lastly, don't be afraid to ask for help. There's no shame in needing a little guidance along the way. Ready to put this into practice? Here's your action step for today. Reach out to someone you admire and ask them for advice on something you're struggling with. It could be a mentor, a friend, or even a colleague. This simple act of humility can unlock a world of knowledge and support. That's all the time we have for today, folks. Remember to embrace your mistakes, stay humble, and keep chasing those wins. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.